Hello everyone, my name is Alexandra Vega. I am 17 years old. Today is November 17th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Aleida Balado Vega, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida.
Hi Aleida, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, on yourself?
I'm doing good, thanks for asking. We will begin with the first question. How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy?
Yes, I was. I describe myself as a very happy and a lucky child. I was able to live my life with my parents and family. Although I was born in Cuba, I was able to enjoy my childhood and spend time with family and friends.
That's great to hear. Now we will be talking about your childhood. What is one of your best memories of childhood and what is one of your worst memories of childhood?
One of my best memories from my childhood was becoming best friend with my neighbors. Since I was an only child, my neighbor became not only my best friend, but my sister. We created many memories, like going to the beach, going to the park, roller skating, ride bicycle. We also loved going to the beach called La Playita de 16, where all the kids used to go and meet and talk. My worst childhood memory was having to leave them behind, not only my friends but my family. I left Cuba when I was 13 years old and I didn't know when I was coming back. That is also still in my mind. I will never forget.
I'm glad to hear that you created many childhood memories, but I'm also sorry that you went through all that experience being so young. Now we will be talking about high school. What are your best memories of high school and what are your worst memories of high school?
My best memory of high school was becoming friends with a group of girls that we used to get together for going to the beach, to study, and going out to the different kind of places. One of the best memories that I have that I will never forget is when I started to drive. I was the one in charge of getting them all, picking them all, going to the mall, taking them to places. I will never forget that I used to have a very small car, and we were like five or six girls, and we all wanted to go to the same place, so we all tried to make it, and we fit, and we had to park like far away so no one will see us get out of the car. I will also remember that one time we all wanted to go to a disco place, and this place used to be open at 10 o'clock, and none of the parents let us go, so we say that it will be open at night, so we went there only from 9 to 10 o'clock. But it was fun. It was just an hour. The worst memory that I have from high school is when we graduated that we all went separate ways. We never saw each other like for 30 years. Although we were very close, we each one went different way. We studied different things. On the other hand, I was able to meet them up after 30 years, and we all came and we got together, we drank, we saw pictures, we all were married with kids.
It seems like you had a very fun high school experience. Mm-hmm. Now we will be talking about trouble. Did you get into trouble? What was the worst thing you did?
I was a very good child. I had a great grades, but as a high school, I decided to skip class one day, and we all were going out, and as we were walking out, the principal was coming in, so we'll never forget, they took us to the office, and they called our parents. That was one of the worst things that I did, and I learned my lesson the hard way, but they called the parents, and they gave us a break, because we were all good students, but come on, if you don't do it in high school, when will you do it?
Very interesting to hear that you skipped a class, and you don't let me do that. I'm going to leave memories to a side, and now I would like to know who has been the biggest influence on your life. What lessons did that person or those people teach you?
My parents have been the best influence in my life. They taught me that there's nothing impossible in life. I saw them getting to this country like kind of old, like 50 years old, and they got here with nothing and they made it big. They were able to start all over again, leaving all their family and friends and houses behind. They didn't speak the language, but they were able to find a new job, find a house, try to make it where I can go to school and give me a very opportunity for my life.
It's always important to be influenced by your parents. Now, what are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I have learned a lot of lessons in my life. There were good and bad. All I can say is that nothing is easy. Sometimes you feel like you're not going to make it, but you have to try hard. You have to believe in yourself and know what you're doing before giving up. This is sometimes what life gives for you, but you have to learn from experience. Like in myself, I've been 40 and I was working at this place for 15 years, and out of the blue, they closed our office. I felt like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Before, you know, everything happens for a reason. In 2 weeks, I found another job, even better, more opportunity, getting paid more. And at that time, I didn't understand what was going on, but you know, you have to believe in yourself, have faith, and understand that everything happens for a reason. Another lesson that I've learned is always like, never give up. Like I always tell my daughter, you have to try your best, and sometimes it won't come out the first time, but you gotta try harder and make it happen if you really want something. Life is not easy.
I'm glad that these important lessons in your life have made you a stronger person. Now we will be talking about parenthood. How has being a parent changed you?
For me, being a parent has been the hardest job in my life. It's beautiful, but at the same time, it's very hard. You want to show them life. You need to show them to be responsible, to handle life. But at the same time, it's like you don't know what to expect. You don't know what life is going to bring them. You want to give them all the best and show them the best. But at the same time, you have to let them know that they need to resolve problems by themselves, that you won't be here for them all the life. But it breaks your heart when you see them struggling and trying to do something, and you know it's not going to happen, but you need to know that they need to fix it and work their way out.
I imagine that being a parent is hard, but that's one of the best things that can happen. Now we will be talking about love. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do believe in love at first sight. But as you get older, you realize that you need to think about what you want and make wise choices and know what is best for you instead of what you really, really want. As a teenager, it's very hard to understand that sometimes, even though love is blind, I have always believed in love at first sight, and I think that is something that is very beautiful.
That's great to hear. When it comes to advice, what advice do you have for young couples when it comes to relationships or marriage?
This is a tough one. I think they have to respect each other, love each other, but also have their space. Know that they need to do things separate and they have to be together all the time, but sometimes they can go out with other friends. That doesn't mean that they're good or bad. And advice that I always give my daughter is to follow her heart and good intentions, to believe in herself and never hurt anyone. I know that it's very hard for teens to listen to us nowadays when it comes to a relationship, but I always tell my daughter that they need to have boundaries and always have respect for each other. This society that we live in is very different from the one that I grew up on. When it comes to marriage, I will always tell my daughter that she needs to marry someone that she really loves and sympathizes to it, because it's not an easy task.
Thank you for that advice. And the last question of this interview will be about your work life. Tell me about how you got into your line of work.
I have always loved numbers and math. I went to Miami-Dade College and then to St. Thomas University. Thank God, as a teenager, they gave me an opportunity to work at an accountant office. And when they saw me that I was so responsible, they kept me forever. Then I got my diploma, and then I was able to get a better job and move on. I always tell my daughter that she needs to do whatever she likes so she can be the best at it. Sometimes they want to get a job because it gets paid more, gets paid well, But I mean, money is not everything. You need to love what you do in order for you to do it right. I have always been very lucky to be able to do what I like the most. I started as a accounts payable in a company. Then I was moving up. I got all my diplomas. I became an accountant, and I work as an accountant nowadays, which I will never change it for nothing in this world. Once again, I always tell her, do whatever you like and be the best at what you do, just like me.
That's great to hear that you love numbers, but that's something that's never going to happen to me. Aleida, this was the end of our interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure.